The tributes are pouring in for Ravi Shankar, the sitarist who popularized classical Indian music around the world. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh called him a national treasure. Kartik Seshadri, a Shankar protege, sitar virtuoso, and music professor at the University of California, San Diego, said it's one of the biggest losses for the musical world. There's nothing more to be said. Ravi Shankar died Tuesday at 92. A statement on his website said he died in San Diego, near his Southern California home, with his wife and a daughter. He just played a concert with that daughter a month ago. Shankar hobnobbed with the Beatles. George Harrison called him the godfather of world music. John Coltrane named his son after him. He became a hippie musical icon, spearheading the first rock benefit concert, the Concert for Bangladesh, which had been ravaged by civil war in 1971. And he introduced Indian ragas to Western audiences. Here he is playing at that concert. The BBC's Razia Iqbal has this report on the life and career of Ravi Shankar.
In concerts, he was known to play the sitar until his fingers bled. Ravi Shankar was the epitome of a dedicated musician, entranced and entrancing. Aware of how much he had inspired others, the source of inspiration for him was clear.
By my music itself. And it is such a fantastic thing that I was lucky in getting from my guru. And it's something which has given me all the things that I have ever experienced in my life.
More than any single individual, Pandit Ravi Shankar was responsible for popularizing classical Indian music outside South Asia and also changing how it was perceived inside the subcontinent. He was born into a high-caste Brahmin family in Benares, but his brother Uday's success as a dancer took him and his family to the Paris of the 1930s.
He had his own troupe. So at the age of 10, along with my mother and other two brothers, we all went to Paris, and that's how for 8 years I had almost my life centered in Paris and touring all over Europe, United States, Canada, etc. So I grew up in that atmosphere of dance and music, stage, light, you know, but without training.
At the age of 18, Ravi Shankar gave up dancing and took up the sitar under the rigorous teaching methods of the court musician Baba Aluddin Khan.
He was so absolutely like, you know, you read in our mythologies, these old rishis and munis, very temperamental, and he never stood any nonsense.
The teaching paid huge dividends as Ravi Shankar developed a distinct style from his contemporaries, influenced as he was by the structured, rhythmic practices of South Indian Carnatic music. After his training, he began to record music for HMV India and worked as a music director for All India Radio. He also founded the Indian National Orchestra and began his career as a composer. The haunting, evocative music from Satyajit Ray's first film, Pathar Panchali, now a cornerstone of modern Indian cinema. Ray asked Ravi Shankar to compose the music, and as he sat and watched early rushes with the director, Shankar was wonderstruck. He had a tune in his head immediately, and the bulk of the music was composed and recorded in one take over a period of 7 or 8 hours. His reputation as a master technician and artist was sealed. His international career took off soon after he forged his friendship with the violinist Yehudi Menuhin.
Yehudi was so special in my life as a friend, as a brother, and he also called me his guru. That was greatness of him.
Menuhin held him in such high regard, he once said that Ravi Shankar's genius and humanity could only be compared to Mozart. Speaking here in an interview with the journalist Mark Tully, the Indian classicist insisted that the musical influences were very much a one-way street.
We were such good friends. He was like a brother to me.
And what did you learn from him, really?
Actually, nothing musically. It was the other way around because, I mean, it was a spontaneous desire to do something together if we could.
Ravi Shankar made a huge impact on Western pop music, and following his association with the Beatles in 1966, he was dubbed the most famous Indian on the planet. He didn't think much of George Harrison's sitar playing in Norwegian Wood, the first time the Indian instrument made an appearance in a Western pop song. But their friendship meant a lot to him, and a fruitful result of that friendship was his involvement with George Harrison in his concert for Bangladesh in 1971. It was the first big international charity pop concert which raised funds for those affected by a huge cyclone.
The indie music's a little bit more serious than our music, and I appreciate if you could... Thank you. I appreciate if you could try and settle down and get into the indie music section. So let me introduce on sitar Ravi Shankar.
But his experience at that concert shows that there may have been a great deal of affection and respect for Ravi Shankar in the West, but there was only a limited understanding of Indian classical music. He received a standing ovation for a 3.5-minute tuning session.
Thank you. If you appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more.
As the music historian Ken Hunt explains, it was his gracious personality as much as anything else which drew people to him.
One of the things which really set Ravi Shankar apart was this enormous suavity. He was very handsome. He was very articulate. An extraordinary personality with great charisma and great presence.
For committed fans, he is a hero incapable of being confined to Indian music alone, but someone who epitomised excellence in music full stop. The tabla player Zakir Hussain is the son of Ala Raka, whose long association with Ravi Shankar profoundly shifted the appreciation of tabla playing in Indian classical music. He is in no doubt of Ravi Shankar's legacy.
He's a cultural icon. He's one of the people who would be permanently written about in the history of Indian music and culture and tradition.
The life of Ravi Shankar from the BBC's Razia Iqbal. Shankar died yesterday at a hospital near his home in California at 92. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.